odd water. Like, Kevin literally came to my house 9 a.m. with this fucking dirt water. And I'm
drinking it.
There's
so many great, beautiful benefits to it. It is. It's your also, first cup. It's called
There's also
mud
great
water.
Benefits to take a cum in the morning. Protein. There's actually a lot of minerals and stuff in it. It's in my fact book that I created with my man. It's in there. There's a lot of like minerals and stuff in it. But anyways, it is good water. He's right. But it literally looks like dirt water and I'm trying to drink and it's really hard.
It is called mud water for a reason. Drink up, bitch.
Oh, it tastes so gross. So
I love it.
Oh, God.
Mutty body.
Mutty.
Oh, my gosh. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of
Live, Laugh, Fuck Me.
Oh my gosh.
It's the morning. I'm the horniest in the morning.
We're off to such a beautiful start. I love it.
We are. We have a serious episode today, though.
We have, yeah, you woke up horny. You want a cup of cum instead of fucking coffee or mud water.
I hope he's listening.
Oh, a cup of cum would be fucked.
We were actually talking about that. It'd be funny to take it like a shot of cum, but I would never do it. Hell no.
I hate swallowing. I'm like getting so sick thinking about it.
I swallow. I like it.
Anyways. All right, guys, welcome to another brand new episode of Live, Laugh, Fuck. Today, we are going to talk about motherfucking conflict. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about ways to our steps of how to deal with conflict, especially with your loved ones, your partner. This also can be relatable to like friends, even family too. Deals and how we like deal with fucking bitches. When bitches get in our way, we gotta look for conflict.
They yeah,
gotta
punch them in the face. Just kidding. Don't do that.
But like, shit, I'm gonna fucking kill them.
I know, psycho.
I'll murder you.
Literally.
Oh my God. So though, yeah, that's our topic for today. So first we're gonna start off with like why Shayna and I, or like why we struggle with mm-hmm. conflict and why people generally struggle with it. And I think a lot of you guys can kind of relate. So I struggled with conflict because I was never taught in my household how to deal with conflict. So like in my upbringing, there was a lot of like, you can tell if my parents are fighting, for example, if they're really silent, if they're not talking to each other. So you're not, I never heard a lot of like yelling or screaming, really. It was like a lot of silence, and it's like, oh, like they're not getting along. But then we would never know like what was the reason, and then all of a sudden they'll start talking again. So that's why I was never taught like, okay, like why were they initially fighting, like how did they get better, like what are the steps. And then I naturally took that into like into just like me as an adult or teenager or whatever. Like that's why I was always like, oh.
Sorry,
that was me. Oh my gosh.
My bad.
Some intense music, right?
Right? In the topic too that we're talking about.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, I was just never taught that. So like even like with friends, as even like being as a young kid, I remember, or like a teenager, even like even now, mm-hmm. and this is something I'm still trying to work on, is that I'll be very avoidant in relationships too, especially, oh my gosh, I just became so passive aggressive. Like, yeah. Like I would be in silence. I never like talked about the problem. I would always sweep it under the rug. And if like we were to talk about problems, then I would get so anxious. Mm-hmm. I also had a lot of fear if I had to bring up conflict with people, it would always be like kind of the other person starting it, because I would never know how to start it. Mm-hmm. And I remember in those times, like I would get so angry because like it's all pent up shit. So right. Then like I wouldn't be able to communicate. Yeah, literally pent up shit. Like yeah. I wouldn't be able to communicate, and I'll be screaming and yelling like, fuck you, you fucked me over.
Your face. I could never picture you being like that.
I know. I'm a silent killer.
Yeah, no kidding. The silent ones, they never.
But literally that, like I would just like, that's why I knew, I'm like, this is not healthy. Like you can't deal with conflict in that way. So mm-hmm. for me, I just wasn't taught it. I just wasn't taught at a young age. And like mm-hmm. I remember too, like even if there was like any yelling or screaming in the house, we would never have, like I would never be like, I would never see like my parents like sit down and talk mm-hmm. afterwards, like, oh, like honey, same. Like I'm so sorry I did that. But it's so typical and common, I feel like, in our culture too. Like this is why I feel like a lot of people in our culture struggle with conflict, because it's, I see it everywhere, not just in my household, but like whether it's like my friends that are brown, or I hear from other people too. It's like so similar in our upbringing because our parents were never taught that either. So they're just literally teaching generation after generation of their traumas and stuff. But we're the new generation, so we have to go change that. So there's no excuses.
Right? Isn't it crazy how we witness the conflict as a kid and it just comes with us as we grow. And that's exactly how, because I'm the same way. I act the way my parents would. I would do the same thing.
Like, it's so crazy. And like, people don't take that into consideration. Yeah. They don't realize
People don't think
it.
About it. I'm like, this is all from your childhood trauma, bruh.
Yeah, bruh.
You're this way, why you are this
Literally.
Way.
Yeah. It's like an epiphany. I was like, whoa. Like, yeah. That's the first thing my therapist said. I was like, oh yeah. Okay. Yeah. I blame my parents then.
Right? It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is crazy. But like, I like how you mentioned that because when you're more self-aware of it, you forgive yourself a lot more.
Yes.
Being like, it's not my fault. Like, this is what I was
and
taught.
And you learn and grow. Exactly.
1,000%.
Yeah. It's changed so much for me too. And even for you, I can tell.
Yeah.
No? Yeah. For me, it's like, when I was young, like my parents, like, you knew when they're fighting because they're fucking yelling and screaming, like, you know, screaming, throwing shit like that. Like, it was like for me, I think that's why now, like, when I hear like loud screaming or like someone talking really loud, sometimes it triggers me and I get like scared, you know?
Yeah.
Or like, like that's how it was, you know? And then like, it was never resolved. So just like fighting, but never resolved. Like there's no way to deal with the conflict. Yeah. Like, just like, let's go back to, let's be silent and not talk for some time, like a couple days, like, you know, how your parents, just not talk. And then it goes back to normal because one person just starts joking around about something and they just let it go. They never fucking talk about it. And it just happens again. It's a vicious cycle. And the kids are traumatized. Like, what's going on? Like, oh, okay, things are okay. Yay. And then like, waiting for it to happen again, like, you know, just like being anxious. That's why I was had anxiety as a child.
Aww.
And now, right? Yeah. But that's why kind of like as I got older, I realized like with conflict, like my dad's like hot-headed too. Like he'll just like get angry, pop off. And then that kind of came like with me. Like I would be like that too. Like I would get like fucking mad and like say things like that I didn't mean and stuff like that. And then like I didn't really know to talk about it after. I would just be like, oh, sorry, like I was mad. That's it. Like, I didn't know how to discuss things, you know? Like, it was, like, as I grew up, even, like, conflict with, like, friends or, like, anything like that. Like, I just didn't know how to talk about it. I never wanted to talk about it properly. It, like, even, like, now I still struggle. Sometimes it's easier with text messages.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, I'm way better. Like, now with conflict, it's, I wait and I think about what I want to say. I don't pop off and get angry. I, like, consider, because I'm very emotionally intelligent as well, just like you, we are. So I think about, like, what I want to say, how it's going to affect that person, like, where they're coming from, like, how their life could have been with their young, why they're acting a certain way. Like, everybody's actions are a reflection of them, not you. So that's one thing that's preach, right? That's one thing I always remember. So, like, I know that the way they're acting, it's something that's within them. And then their feelings are valid. Your feelings are completely valid. But we have to talk about, like, how, you know, why it happened this way. Like, we go through the steps. And, like, it's like, I love, now I actually, like, enjoy dealing with conflict.
Yeah.
Because you learn and you grow from
it.
And, like, now I know how to handle it. And, like, I know how to talk about it. And, like, it's not, like, where I get so angry. Like, I do get angry for sure. But, like, I can, like.
But that's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
For sure. I can, like, hold it in. And I don't, like, go angry. Like, just start saying a bunch of shit. Like, you see me.
You don't go like Godzilla. Like,
like I used to. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is so shocking because you always talked about that. Because when we reconnected in Calgary, you're like, oh, remember Kevin, like how I used to be before? Like I was get so angry and pop off and scream and yell whatever. Like,
and you're like, I don't remember.
And then I was like, I don't remember that. And then I'm like, no, you're not that person. Like I don't see you like that.
Yeah, I was
and
like
then,
that.
But it shows a growth, obviously. Like for you, how you deal with it.
Yeah.
Because you went from like that rage or whatever to like calm and like, you know, like, okay, let's just chill with it. Like,
right.
Whereas me was like the complete opposite. I was so quiet before.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like, rawr, but like in a healthy way. You know what I mean?
Like, mine would be like pent up too, though.
Yeah. Like pent up shit. But I guess it's a good segue to go into the steps of how to deal with conflict. So numero one, step number one, bitches, bring out your motherfucking pen and paper because this is going to be good one. Okay.
Yes.
So the first one is, first of all, acknowledge that conflict is normal. Mm-hmm. Like, acknowledge that. Like, conflict is normal. We're human. Like, nothing is fucking perfect. Nothing is, like, you know, where there's no conflict. If there's no conflict happening, there's something wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You disagree on things all the time. People always do.
Exactly.
Right?
It doesn't matter, like, yeah, like you can find so many things like similar with someone, but there will be something where you disagree on. But that's okay. So just acknowledge that first. Acknowledge that, okay, conflict is normal. Like there are things that we're going to disagree on. There's things that are going to come up that you're not going to like, whether it's in your partnership, in your friendship, where you're going to be like, ooh, that kind of rubbed me off the wrong way. Or like, I didn't like how they said that. Or like, I didn't like how they did that. So you need to accept, first of all, that conflict is definitely normal. And it's kind of interesting because I just finished reading the book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
I was just going to say, tell us about
it. Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God. Life-changing, game-changer. Like, it's such a good, good book. And I've been really practicing what I've been reading in that book, especially the past 2 to 3 weeks, because I set a lot of goals for myself in terms of just grounding myself, because I've been just so busy, and I'm just like, I need to really ground myself. And by doing that, and this is the first book I've read, guys, since elementary school. I kid you not. Like, I'm not a reader at all, and I'm like, and I've been seeing so many things about reading and how it's so beneficial for your brain, and like, and I'm like, and I kind of like putting it off. And I'm like, no, I'm gonna fucking finish a book in like 3 weeks. Like, that's my goal. I have the time to do it on the train and stuff, so just fucking read, you know. And I read it, and and in that book, the common theme was, in order to actually grow and to be this confident person, is to actually look for a lot of conflict and challenges in your life. Like, obviously we seek happiness, but I was actually like, scratch that. Like, look for a lot of conflict and challenges, because that's what's going to allow you to grow. That's what's going to allow you to learn, have these experiences, and most of all, like, what your values are in life.
Yeah.
So like, it's a game changer 100%, because like, now when challenges come, or like when conflict comes, or like disagreements come, I get excited for it. I'm like, oh, this is cool. Okay, now we can, like, let me see what my perspective is, and like, that's you kind of
so
build
cool
your con- yeah it's like
that's amazing.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that is.
Or like, if you're having a bad day, like, if let's say, like, if you're having, like, for example, for me, I was having such a bad sales day. Like, it was just, no one is fucking buying shit, right? And I was like, dwelling, like, what the fuck? Like, such a slow day. Like, this is so shitty. And I was like, oh no, like, no, it's a shitty day, but what can I do? This is my problem. I have to fucking fix it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I took responsibility. I'm like, but I'm not doing a good job, like, selling. Like, I'm just sitting there and being like, oh, how are you? Can I help you with anything?
Yeah.
And then it's like, how can I change that? So it's like interacting with them more, actually bringing out items like, hey, this might look good on you, want to try it out? And then the sales started coming more. It's like, okay, now I get it, because you have to, like, do something about it, right? Anyways, I'm going on tangent.
That.
But like,
no,
first,
that's
of all,
a good example,
acknowledging
though.
Conflict.
No, it's like, for me, it's for conflict. Like I said, it helps me grow. Like, I actually I kind of enjoy conflict where we have disagreements. Like, a conflict can be a disagreement as well, right? We're like, oh, like, cause sometimes it can be like, for most people, they'll be like, oh shit, like, we're not agreeing. Like, this is so bad. Like, you know, when then people are disagreeing on certain things, like, they have different values or opinions on, but that's okay, because, you know, it's normal to have conflict, right? But for me now, how I deal with it is just like, you know, we'll be like, oh, like, this is, I just want to let you know, this is just how I feel. This is not like based on how, like, you know, just like anything that you're saying, whatever, but I just want to let you know, like, this is just how it is. We just talk about it nicely. Like, it's just like a nice, proper conversation. Yeah. Like, you know, like, it's something that's just normal and it's going to happen, and everybody's different in our way. Like, me and you are so different.
Yeah.
You know, and we've had like different disagreements too. And
totally.
But it's always like, it's so good. Like, I don't know. I like, it's a learning experience, and it's literally just growth. Like, I just love it.
100%. Yeah. So normalize it. Really normalize it in your brain.
Yeah. So something that we should do is, when we're trying to deal with conflict, is creating a welcoming, open environment. So like, trying to talk about like, okay, where should we, like, how do you want to approach this? Like, where and when do you want to approach this? Right? Like, you don't want to talk about it when you're like with a bunch of people, or you're out somewhere, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Even
don't
text messaging.
Do that.
Yeah. Don't do that. Yeah. Even like text messaging too. Right.
This is in the Real Housewives, guys. Like, you know, there was big up conflict at the dinner table. Yeah. Like, why are you doing
I've
this?
Seen some of those with you. I'm like, whoa, this is so rowdy. This is not good.
Right.
Yeah. It should be like a welcoming environment, and like, not like somewhere where there's like people around, and like text messaging as well. As I was saying, like, don't fucking text like about it as well. It's because things can be miscommunicated over text, right? Like, I used to do that a lot, and like, even sometimes still I do.
Yeah.
Like, I do, and then I'll get a phone call.
I feel
call.
Like it makes you feel safe, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, I do that too. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is just so much easier, but it can get so misconstrued. So yeah, definitely creating that environment.
If you create the environment, sorry, come with up. No, I'm still an abstinence streak. But yeah, when you make a safe environment, you know, for you guys to talk about it, like, you know, get together, like at a coffee shop or wherever you are, like at your house or whatever, or on the phone call, video chat, FaceTime, it'll make you, make both of you feel like very, sorry, they're telling there's something in my teeth.
No, no.
It'll make you both vulnerable and keep it honest and keep your communication very, like, you know, just make you feel safe.
Yeah.
Right?
So hide your guns, put your knives away.
Yeah. Just like, hey, just like, for me, like, for example, like recently, like, I've had to bring up a few things with my man, but it's just like, hey, like, I just want to let you know, like, this is just something that, like, was bothering me based off this. And a lot for me, it's like based off, like, I'll remember it from my past, my trauma, because I'm like very emotionally intelligent. So I'll be like, okay, this is why I'm feeling this way. I'll try to think about why am I feeling this way, so I can explain it to that person better. Yeah. That's a good thing. So when you're like going to go into a conversation with someone about conflict, be like, first think to yourself, like, why am I feeling this way? Why is it bothering me? What can I do about it? And how can I approach them so I can explain to them better, like, yeah, why it is this way, right? And that's kind of what I did. And he was, like, so grateful. Like, I'm so glad we can have these conversations, you know? Just, like, talking about it and, like, sharing, like, why it is that way. So you don't make that person feel like, oh, it's all on you. Like, this is why I'm feeling this way because you did it. Like, blah, blah, blah. Instead, you say, like, this is why. You know, it's based off, like, whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, like, in that environment, too, it's, like, preparing yourself. So even, let's say if you are a little bit anxious or nervous and you're like, mm-hmm, oh my gosh, like, how do I bring this up? Like, yeah, what can I do? Like, it's okay to send a text being like, hey, babe, like, I really, this has been on my mind, mm-hmm, and I would really like to find a time and place to talk about it. Like, yes, you don't have to, like, save it where you're like, I have to talk about it all in person. Like, yeah, I do that.
That's
all
what I
the
do.
Time.
I send the text,
it's like,
and then,
yeah,
we talk.
It's, yeah, just like, hey, this is really bothering me. At some point, can we just talk about it?
I think you taught me that. I think, yeah, that's why I've been doing it.
Yeah, yeah, it's thanks, such Kevin. A good way. Cause, yeah, like, because I just get anxious. Like, I can't just come home and just start fighting with someone. Like,
yeah,
I need them to know that I'm angry, upset with something first. So then
that's,
I know,
nice,
that they're
up,
prepared. It's like, hey, heads up. Like, obviously in the moment, mm-hmm, when things come up in the moment, that's different. But if it's something that's, like, bothering you, mm-hmm, and, like, you're not ready to talk about in the moment, that's also creating a safe space, being like, hey, like, then that way they're prepared. You know where you're going to meet and talk, mm-hmm, you know, and, yeah. So creating that safe space, yeah, is definitely fucking important.
I like the heads up, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's why I'm doing it, because of you.
Yeah. So third step is, Shayna already touched on this, but it's just being really mindful of the way you speak, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, like, if you can keep it, like, calm and just, like,
you should keep it calm.
You should try and keep it calm. But if anger does come up, don't like, hold yourself back, mm-hmm, too. Like, if you're that angry, like, express yourself. Obviously, it's, like, pent, mm-hmm, up. Like, I would actually rather, like, my person, like, you know, say everything.
Sorry,
if that's what's happening.
It's,
yeah, yeah. But then, like, yeah, exactly. Like, acknowledge, yeah, that. Like, yeah, I know I'm yelling and screaming right now, but I'm just so angry. Like, I just, yeah, you know, like, this is how angry I am. So then, yeah, they get an idea, like, okay, they can relate the emotion to anger, you know, yeah, like, okay, this is what's happening. Mm-hmm. And just also be very, very mindful that you're never responsible for how they feel. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, it's just, don't take that on. Like, they're angry for a reason. Just, you just have to be there and just, like, be like, okay, I see you. You're clearly fucking pissed off at me. Like, looks, mm-hmm, like you're gonna rip my head off. Right. But, like, don't be responsible for that. Rather, mm-hmm, just be like, okay, how can I support you in this moment? Or, like, what do I need to do differently? Mm-hmm. What do you need to see from me?
Yeah.
So then you don't have to, like, feel this way. Or, like, or how can we, like, work on this? Because I think a lot of people, whenever this sort of things happen, people tend to take on like their emotions or their feelings. But I feel like you can do a lot better job explaining this, because, like, you're, mm-hmm, you're a master at this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I lost my train of thought.
Okay. So how do you like not be responsible for other people's feelings?
Yeah, I'm, yeah, really good at this. Yeah. Okay, so this is what helped me with this was through coaching, but, like, I can explain it how. So basically, you just have to think of it in a way, like, everybody, like, we're all different, right? Of course. And everyone's going to feel a certain way, but it's all based off, like the way I said, how, like, the way someone acts towards you is just a projection of themselves, right? It's not towards, mm-hmm, how you are. So if someone's telling you, like, oh, like, for example, like, oh, you didn't, like, show up and, like, this, you know, you're like this, that, blah, blah, blah. You have to remember, like, for yourself, you also have to be, like, mature enough to understand, like, hey, first of all, you're not responsible to, someone should not have expectations of you. So don't be like, okay, like in your head, you should know, like, okay, I don't want them to expect things of me because I don't expect things of them. But like to feel that you're not responsible for their feelings, I would say like, you kind of just have to like tell yourself like, okay, like, you know, it's like I can't control their feelings. Like, how am I supposed to control how this person feels? You know, everyone's going to feel a certain type of way. Like, it's okay that they're going to feel hurt for it, but to make yourself kind of not like, because we are human, we're going to feel bad and feel sorry, and you know, we're nice people, that's normal. You just kind of have to like talk to your, I talk to myself, I'll be like, okay, like I have to talk to myself sometimes because sorry, I'll feel so bad and I'll feel so sad. Like, oh, like, why is this still affecting me? Like, why am I feeling so bad? Like, that, like, you know, they're feeling so frustrated with me. Like, when I didn't do anything wrong, I know I'm not wrong, but why are they so upset with me? Then I just talk to myself. I'm like, you didn't do anything wrong, Shayna. You have to understand that you were honest and open in your communication.
The cum buildup is real today. The cum buildup
is real today. Sorry. I think it's this mud water. I'm not even kidding. I think it is. But yeah, you kind of just have to talk to yourself. Like, that's what I do. And just like, you know, just have to remember that, like, you're really not responsible for other people's feelings. Like, people are going to feel a certain type of way. Everyone's going through their own shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, just like how I said, you're going to relate things to like how you felt it, like, or things that came up in your past or your trauma. That's the same thing with that person. You don't know what they're going through. Maybe what they dealt with trauma, and that's why they feel that certain way, because they went through something like that. Yeah. They went through something that's making them feel extra upset about this, but you don't know what that is. So that's why it's just, you have to remember that everyone goes through their own shit. Everyone is dealing with something, and you aren't responsible for their emotions or feelings. You can only do what you can do and just be honest and open, and not like cruel, obviously. Just be honest and open about wherever it is. And yeah, that's the honestly the best advice I can give, is just remember to, like, you know, that everyone's different, everyone's dealing with their own shit. And just what was the last thing I was gonna say? Talk to yourself. Talking to yourself helps a lot. That's what helps me. It happens a lot.
Talking to yourself helps a lot, for sure.
Yeah.
Cause,
or journaling it out, writing it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. So when all of that's like happening, let's say if like things are like piping up, or like things are getting like really like out of control, like this goes to our next steps, like taking breaks. So if you need a break, freaking take it, because things can get really heated, and then like some things are said that are probably not, you probably don't mean, and then it's like, fuck, like, why did I say that? Like, I didn't even mean it that way. And then it just gets like super messy.
Yeah.
And then it just becomes like even a bigger fight, because then other shit probably comes up, right? So take breaks if you need it. Like, if it's like, okay, we're just escalating too much here, like, we need to take a break, whether it's like, you know, going for a walk or taking some space.
Yeah.
Or you can even like put a bookmark in it and be like, hey, I'm just not ready to talk about this any further. Like, this is clearly not the day for me right now. Let's recap this like tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, if that's what you need for a break too, is like taking that extra space.
Yeah.
Personally, I think like dealing with within that same day, whether it takes half an hour, an hour, 2 hours, or however long, is probably the best. So then you know that you guys have at least talked about it. Because I like living by the rule of like trying not to go to bed angry with your partner or your loved one, because like that's like the worst. Like,
yeah,
if you're super angry and then like going to bed in a really bad headspace and then having shitty sleep and but at the same time, everyone's different in the way they deal and cope. So if you're like, okay, I can't deal with this today, like I need to, like, we need to redo it tomorrow, then that's okay. But but I think you have to ask yourself too, like, are you doing it because you're afraid of like further escalations, or are you genuinely like feeling like I need a break, like I need to like put the brakes here and like do it the next day? Because I think if you're really afraid, I personally don't think that's a good thing, because you're that's now wrong. Avoiding it, and there's a good chance that you might avoid it and the next day being like, you know what, I'm fine, it's okay, let's just put that under the rug.
That's
or
me.
Like, yeah,
I let go of things very quick, yeah, so I can deal with it.
Right? Because like if you're in that headspace, then again, it's still gonna sit with you, because it's pent up. So you think of it like this: like, if you don't deal with the conflict, and let's say if it's like halfway resolved, but it's not fully resolved, and you're just like, because I do this all the time too, being like, you know, I'm gonna let it go, it's fine, like, we talked about it at least, like, I'm proud of myself, but like, I know we didn't talk about it fully, and it's still a little bit bothering me, but I think I can get over it. And then like, think of that problem, it's gonna be put in a box somewhere, and then when conflict comes up again, that box will fucking open, and it'll just like reappear, like, hi, I'm here, let's get more angry. So definitely try and just deal with that conflict in that moment, and if you can try and like resolve it, because that goes to my next step is like getting to the root of the problem. Like, yeah. don't shy away from mm-hmm. what the conflict is and what's really bothering you. Like, literally get everything off your chest, because when you don't talk about it fully, like, it's going to pent up. And then, yeah. like, I remember when my ex and I were having a lot of problems in there last year, like, literally, I would bring up things that happened, like, year one, and then, like, year two, year three, and he was, like, he was hit by, like, a huge bus, like, holy fuck, you're feeling all of these emotions and all of this pain for 5 years, yeah. you know? Like, that's not fair to your person, right? Yeah. Like, and I took responsibility of that, because I'm just like, yo, like, that's moving forward. I'm like, I cannot do that. That's not healthy mm-hmm. for me. It's not healthy for a relationship. But that's because, like, I just didn't deal with it. Like, I never went to the root of the problem, you know? Yeah. Like, I was always, like, halfway there. Then I'll be like, okay, I talked about it. It's fine. Like, boom. But, like,
yeah.
really get to the root of the problem. What's really fucking pissing you off? Like, mm-hmm. what really did tick you off? It can be something so small, you know? Like, just get those small things out of the way. Yeah. Maybe it is the way he looked at a girl. Fucking yeah. say it. You need yeah. to talk about that. Because, yeah. like, it's like, oh, I saw you look at that girl, like, that way. Mm-hmm. Don't think of yourself as crazy. Like, mm-hmm. just talk about it, you know? Yeah. Like, just like, hey, I saw you do that. So then you can get a perspective from your partner. Mm-hmm. And that way the root of the problem can be talked about. Yep. So really get to it.
Yeah. Also, like, yeah, like with that, actually, I'll mention this at the very end, you know? But be curious, you know? If something's not making sense to you, make sure you ask mm-hmm. questions and clarify, right? Because, like, that happens, you know? Like, when you're in a disagreement or whatever it is, like, okay, wait, but I don't understand, like, you know? Like, can you just explain, like, you know, like, how come you feel this way? Or, like, or what happened here? Like, what did I do exactly? Or whatever it is. Just make sure you ask questions and don't, like, beat around the bush. Just make sure you're yeah. very, you know, make sure you're clear. And, like, obviously, sometimes it takes time to, like, you know, actually talk about the issue or whatever the problem is. So yeah, make sure you do ask questions and, you know, try to, like, understand. If you're not understanding something, just don't be scared to be like, oh, like, I don't want to ask him your questions. Like, I used to be like that. I'd be like, yeah. oh, I don't want to ask anything else now. Like, okay, it's resolved. Like, kind of like how you were in your relationship. That was just how I was. Like, okay, yeah, now it's resolved. But then it would just never actually get solved.
Yeah.
We just, like, push it away. And then that's pretty much you giving them more and more chances. Like, for me, it was a little bit different situation, but I was just like, okay, yeah, it's resolved. And then I just give them more chances to hurt me. And at the end, it was just like, boom, like, you know, now yeah. it's over and done with. Yeah. So there's no proper resolution. It's just like, I saw this thing when you were talking about that. I saw this thing online where it's like, the more and more, like, chances you're giving someone to, you know, to keep doing the same thing and you're not resolving it, then it's just going to show them how much they actually don't really value you as a person. And that's when your yeah, relationship goes to yeah, shit, you know, because yeah. you're just giving them more chances to hurt. You're not resolving the problem. You're not talking about it, whatever it
100%.
Is, you know? Yeah. It's crazy. But, at the very end, after you've, you know, talked about everything, you show that, you know, you really care. You're being empathetic and you're, you know, validating their feelings. If you think that, okay, you guys, you know, talked about it in a really good way and, okay, like, I understand everything where you're coming from, you have to come up with a plan. Like, this is so important.
Yeah, because the
this
plan is so important.
This is the most important part. Yeah, you have to come up with a plan. So it's like, the thing is, like I said, it takes time to resolve conflict. It depends how big or small it is. It's not always going to be resolved right away. Something can be resolved right away, that's for sure. And yeah. you might even bring it up and talk about it again and again. That's okay. Don't be like, oh my god, stop bringing up the past, right? Obviously, if it's something you think that's toxic, like, oh, like, you're bringing up, like, a girl or something that came up and you guys are, like, moving forward and things are great, don't bring up the past to, like, ruin it. But, like, you know, certain things, like, you might, for me, for example, we talk about, like, any disagreements or conflict we've had, we talk about in a healthy way. We'll be like, yeah, like, you know, like, we'll just talk about in a healthy way, and it's not, like, bad. It's not bad to, like, talk about, like, you know, because you're learning from it and growing from it yeah. continuously, right? So make sure you make a plan, and then, you know, see, like, okay, what are we going to do to kind of, like, you know, make this better? Like, what are some things that we both can do, not just one person, right? Both two people have to work together. Express what you need from them, and yeah, hold each other accountable. Like I said, you know, when I was in my relationship, we would just like for me, I let things go easily. So instead of, like, fully talking about it and resolving the conflict, I'd just be like, okay, yeah, like, whatever, it's fine. And then it would just happen again
yeah.
and again and again. And then I got pent up and I'm like, oh, they're just going to keep doing this over and over to me again because they know that I'm just going to take them back every single time. And then we never actually resolved anything. And then that's when, boom, we just broke up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you have to come up with a plan, you know. You can't just be like, okay, yeah, like, it's fine now. Like, I understand. Yeah. No, because it'll just, it'll just come up again and again. You have to figure out a plan.
You have to figure out a plan for together. Sure. Together. Yeah, together. Like, what can you do differently? What do you need to see from one another? Ask what your needs are too, because dealing with conflict can be heavy sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, what do you need from me? Like, just over the next few days, like, mm-hmm. it can be something like, yeah. you know, like with me, it's always like, you know what? I think I'll need a little bit extra space,
right.
you know, to really reflect yeah. and like to make sure I'm okay.
Yeah.
And then it's like, if something is still bothering me, like, I'll bring it up type of thing.
Yeah.
Or sometimes it's like, I kind of want you more closer to me, you know,
yeah.
like, let's just hang out a little bit more. Yeah. Let's like have a fun date night to yeah. like, you know, re-energize the relationship a bit.
Yeah.
Or like, let's just go for a walk or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like, do something like that.
Or let's just have some sex.
Yeah.
Makeup sex.
We all know that fucking makeup
conflict
sex
makes
is
people
good.
Stronger, though. Like, I feel like yeah. conflict just makes people stronger and closer. It's made me stronger and closer in my relationship, for sure.
100%. Yeah. Even like, and yeah, like, even your friendships, like, your yeah. relationship with your parents, yeah. like, siblings, aunts, uncles, whoever, work yeah. especially, like,
oh,
I
yeah.
feel like a lot of people avoid work conflict because, yeah. like, you're working with them, you're with them every day,
yeah.
and it's, like, it becomes awkward, and then, because work can be very, like, it reminds me of school sometimes, you know, like,
yeah.
like saying gossipy, like, yes. are they talking about it and shit yeah. like that, and that's a whole different ball game, but I think these steps can be useful in any of your guys' relationships, whether yeah. it's romantic, friendships, or whatever, because our fucking tips are amazing, so fucking take them.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then just, yeah, I just have, try and have a lot of empathy, and honestly, like, I'm just gonna be real, in the conflict, if you are feeling you have, like, no empathy, and you don't give a fuck, and you're not really listening, then that's a big eye-opener for you, that relationship's probably not working for you.
Yeah.
Because, like, you should probably be like, you know what, like, I'm out then.
Yeah.
Honestly. Because, like, yeah. it doesn't, like, you, if your partner is hurting, I'm not saying you have to, like, be hurting for them, but, you know, you should feel a type of way, like, holy fuck, like, I'm, you know, like, I put you through this, or, like, you know, like, mm-hmm. you're hurting this way
yeah.
for my actions that mm-hmm. I've done. Like, and if you care about them, it's like, you don't want to ever see your loved ones hurt, especially
yeah.
when you care for them so deeply,
yeah.
right? Again, not taking responsible for how they feel, but it's like, okay, like, how can we fix this, because I care about you and I want to move forward with this relationship, mm-hmm. so it's like, how can we make ourselves stronger and how can we do that? But if you're like, I don't give a fuck, I'm not gonna value any of this, like, mm-hmm. I know you're gonna come back to me sort of thing,
yeah,
like, that's not for you. And if you're not seeing any changes happening, you need to take accountability and responsibility for yourself and be mm-hmm. like, you know what, I'm leaving, like, mm-hmm. You know, like, you need to take that ownership and be
yeah.
like, nope, like, you're not changing, like, this is the same shit over and over again,
yeah.
we keep fighting about the same things over and over again,
mm-hmm.
you know, like,
even
why
in friendship, oh my god,
exactly,
yeah.
why wait on that person? Like, take responsibility for yourself,
yeah.
technically you're putting yourself in that situation, like,
yep, definitely,
no one else, like,
yeah.
you're doing it to yourself,
yeah,
like, I'm just gonna be real with that, and it's
yeah.
just like, what are you gonna do to fucking fix it,
because yeah.
like, I'm not gonna wait around for someone,
yeah.
like, who's gonna do that? But I get it,
right?
It's tough, right? Like,
yeah.
love and stuff, it works in so many different ways,
yeah,
and the way you're raised and all that stuff, but
definitely,
but think about how it's gonna make you motherfucking stronger,
yeah,
being
literally,
like, whoa, I did that, like,
yeah,
okay, like, I got out of that, I chose to get out of that,
yeah.
like, you don't owe me shit, like,
totally, toxic
yeah.
friendships, relationships, all that, like,
yeah.
my best tip and advice that I'm gonna give is, like, just remember, you're not responsible for anyone's feelings, because people make you feel that way, because a lot of people are not emotionally mature, or, like, I always say that I think everybody needs therapy in this world. It doesn't matter if you have problems or not, but everyone needs therapy, because we all have childhood trauma that we have to work through, and, like, our inner child, you know, inner child stuff. But, like, even, like, you know, toxic friendships or anything like that, like, if you, you know, try to resolve conflict, it's not going to resolve, and it's just, like, you know, something that's not going anywhere, and that person's trying to make you feel responsible for their feelings and all that, cut them out. Like, I'll be honest and say I don't fuck with a lot of people anymore, and it's because I see how people think and react, and they don't understand, a lot of people don't understand, like, how the way that we act as people is because, like, you know how we're emotionally intelligent? I value that in someone. If you're emotionally intelligent, it's way easier to get along with you and understand where we come from, because if we have any kind of conflict or issue like that, like, it's going to be easy to deal with, because we both understand where all our like, how we're acting is just coming from, like, a place of, like, hurt, or a place of, like, our trauma or whatever it is,
yeah.
right? Obviously it's different if someone's hurting you in a different way, like, deliberately and, like, you know, a cruel way, but the thing is, like, when someone, like, something, like, happens, something minor or whatever it is, and it's just something that's, like, you can tell, you can just tell, like, I don't know how to explain it fully, because it's just sometimes you can just tell how, you know, how someone's acting is just based off like something they're going through.
Yeah.
You just know sometimes, right? So yeah, it's just make sure you just remember that you're not responsible for someone's feelings. Don't be a fucking asshole to people.
Yeah, be kind.
Because if you're an asshole, that's different. You are responsible for their feelings. If you're being like a complete fucking, you know, a bully or a dick or something like that, I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying if you have different disagreements, things like that, then, you know, you're going to have different feelings, both of you, but you're not responsible for each other's feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're responsible, you're not, but you're responsible, you're not.
Yeah. It's just like, you know what I mean? Like, if yeah. you're a dick, like, you know, if that's you're your fault.
Asshole, like, yeah.
Like, I'm saying, if you're a mean person, yeah. you're doing something cruel, that's different, right? Yeah. But I feel like we're all mature where we don't really do that kind of shit nowadays. Like, maybe when we were young, we might have been like mean, evil people to each other, you know, yeah. we're kids and shit, or teenagers. But as you get older, yeah, you're not going to be responsible for someone's feelings if yeah. you're trying to just say, like, hey, this is how I feel, this is my my issue, and like, let's resolve this issue. And then, okay, let's work through it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactamento.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do an episode on breaking down, like, what emotional intelligence is.
Oh my God, yes.
Because, like, I'd love to. Because I feel like a lot of people, including myself, like, mm-hmm. whenever, like, I hear the word, like, intelligence, mm-hmm. like, I think you have to be smart. Mm. So, like, and then I'm like, oh, then I, like, question, I'm like, oh, when you say, oh, we have emotional, you know how you say that yeah. to me? Like, oh, you have so much emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
And because I don't really consider myself, like, the smartest person yeah, in the world.
You're emotionally intelligent, though.
But, like, yeah. but it'd be nice to have a breakdown of, like, what is yeah. that intelligence?
There's a section in the course. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. Because, honestly, there's it's a section in my course.
That word
it is intelligent.
Yeah.
You're right. It honestly is an intimidating word to be like, yeah. oh, my God. But I say it because I think totally. I'm very emotionally intelligent. And yeah. I think you are, too. I have a section in my course that I took, my life coaching course, about emotional intelligence. So, yeah, we'll definitely. We'll definitely yeah. do a topic on that too. There's so a lot of information about it.
Cool, a good way to explain to people. Build people's confidence yeah. and their emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
Because you're so right.
Some people don't know what it is, though.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
there's like, yeah. So we'll do an episode on that too. We'll explain what it is, the definition, and we'll kind of go deeper into it so people yeah. can understand what emotional intelligence is.
Let's be smart emotionally.
We're intelligent.
Like, I will be honest, I actually don't know what that means.
Oh, really?
Fully. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I've seen
it's
a few.
It's just you
like,
understanding. Basically, it's just
we'll
you.
We'll talk about another episode.
Okay, fine,
though.
Fine. Yeah, yeah.
So then we don't have to go another tangent.
You're right.
Conflict, right?
Yeah.
So here it is. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
And like, we're definitely going to talk about it.
Yeah.
But let's like save it for another
okay.
episode. Are you
sounds
okay
good.
With that?
No. No.
Okay, that's okay.
I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. Totally okay.
I was trying to go through his steps.
Yeah. But, no, definitely. You're right.
But yeah, I think we should definitely talk about that.
Yeah, I agree.
I would love to hear that. A breakdown from you, because I honestly don't fucking know.
Perfect. I'll guide this pod. Yes, then. Kevin's yes. so good at guiding our pods, and I'm just sitting here like yeah that's true, like you're really good at this. But you've done your own podcast by yourself before too. Mm. So I think that's why you're also a very fucking pro, and my head is like all over the place because I have ADHD, like a million thoughts in my head. Yeah, literally that's my mind.
I love it.
So yeah, thank you. I appreciate you too
boo.
I love you too.
Get out of my house. I'm leaving, bitch, don't worry.
No, I'm kidding. Stay.
Alrighty, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode with us. I hope you guys all have a beautiful motherfucking day.
Blessed day.
Have a shot of cum. Okay, bye.
Bye.